This week I talked to Jeff Moss, and he has an online handle called Dark Tangent. Dark Tangent. And Jeff is the founder of the Black Hat and the DEF CON cybersecurity conferences, where these hackers get together, and it's called Black Hat because it teaches you techniques to deal with the Black Hat. So he's very well known in the cybersecurity field. And he has just been appointed to be a Homeland Security Advisory Council member.
Huh.
And so he's there with all those gray suits and august former congressmen. There's this real, I wouldn't call him a geek. I would say he's pretty shrewd, though, when it comes to cyber.
He knows how the bad guys think, in other words, thus the Black Hat reference.
That's right. He is not a former Black Hat himself. He is a trained computer security expert. He worked for Ernst & Young, so he's done corporate security before, but he's not a Black Hat himself.
Did he give you any peeks into what it is they're working on and some of the things that concern them?
Well, he's going to tell Homeland Security a lot of things, but he's going to say that they need to have professional training within government ranks, I think, to make sure that the government has what it needs to deal with. The threats are always morphing. They're always changing. And if you're not a step ahead, that means you're a step behind and the bad guys have the advantage.
Is that the biggest issue then, training, really?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's the technology that you need to battle cybersecurity, it's there. It works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of making sure you have enough people and enough focus on the whole issue to make sure that you're ahead.
So what's his role then?
Well, the Homeland Security Advisory Council is there. It's not part of Homeland Security as a government employee. It's an outside advisory board, and Lee Hamilton, who chaired the 9/11 Commission, is on it. It's a very good body of people, and they tell Homeland Security what is going on in the outside world that the department should know about in terms of technology, in terms of threats, in terms of the latest thinking in all these areas.
And this isn't a new board. This isn't a new panel.
No, he is just new to it.
I see. And what else does he bring to the panel besides just the insight into the dark side of cybersecurity?
Well, he brings knowledge, having been in corporate security at a very high level, a big accounting firm, big consulting firm, Ernst & Young, and he's also worked for some security software companies as well. So he knows it pretty much inside and out.
So I wonder what took them so long to get him on this panel.
It's a good question. He was in town, so I talked to him in person, went down to the press club, and we met there and spoke in a conference room. He's one of the Black Hat conferences that he does is in Washington. So he's working. He's always talking to people, speakers, partners, sponsors. So he's in town a lot. He's based out in the upper northwest part of the United States.
So is his shtick sort of thinking like the bad guy and trying to break into secure websites and that sort of thing, trying to sort of break into your house, as it were, while you're not home to show you where the weaknesses are?
He can do that. He also spends a lot of time online watching attacks coming at a particular organization.
Oh, he can do that?
Yeah, and so it's similar to what the military does with their exercises. And actually, they have people sitting on those cyber fences all the time watching incoming attacks and trying to find out, first of all, how to stop them, and second, reach back and find out where they're coming from.
Does he have any insights into who could be the new cyber czar? Any short list from his head?
No, he didn't have anyone on the short list, although we were both wondering, why haven't they named anyone?
Yeah.
That poor lady, Melissa Hathaway, seems to really have the chops for the job. We don't know why she hasn't been named. But what he did say is that if the person is not high enough level to be able to really take names and kick behind a little bit,
right,
then they wouldn't have the juice to carry out anything. He says if they're not high level, if they can't command resources and order people to do things, he says, what can they do?
That goes along with what you talked about with us last week during last week's FSS preview, which is if you don't have the teeth and the staff and the authority, then you really can't take responsibility for this position.
That's right. And we've seen people in other similar high-level security positions, cybersecurity positions, and many other areas of government throughout the years. If they have all this responsibility, but they're really low-level, nothing happens.